From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel, reporting from Washington. The Spanish government said Saturday it plans to depose the leaders of Spain's Catalonia region and want snap elections within 6 months, part of an effort to block the region from breaking away. VOA's Jamie Detmer has more from Barcelona.
Pro-independence activists on the streets of Barcelona made their disapproval heard Saturday. They also demanded the release of two independence leaders who were jailed Monday night by Spain's national court on charges of sedition. Separatist leaders and their supporters are not deterred. Catalan separatists thought their disputed referendum earlier this month would mean more freedom from Spain and not less. But the Spanish government Saturday began a legal process to curb Catalonia's self-rule powers, saying it plans to remove the region's leaders and take control. Jamie Detmer for VOA News, Barcelona.
Hundreds gathered to mourn seven of the victims of a militant attack on security forces in Egypt's western desert that killed at least 52. Egypt's security forces suffered one of their deadliest attacks when militants firing rockets and detonating explosives hit a police operation. No group made any claim or statement about Friday's operation, not far from the capital. Japan is voting in a general election Sunday that will most likely hand Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling coalition a majority in parliament. 465 seats are up for grabs in the more powerful lower house, which chooses the prime minister. Media polls indicate voters see Abe's government, despite recent scandals, as a safer choice over an opposition with an uncertain track record. This is VOA News. A suicide attack killed 15 Afghan army officers west of Kabul on Saturday. A defense ministry spokesman says the attack took place outside the training academy of the National Defense University. Authorities in Niger say unknown assailants have killed 13 soldiers in the West African country. Saturday's attack occurred in a town near the border with Mali, according to a government statement. It says five others were wounded. This is the latest unrest to hit Niger, where four United States service members were recently killed in an ambush by extremists. Malta's government on Saturday offered an unprecedented $1.18 million reward and full protection for anyone with information on who killed an investigative reporter with a car bomb. The government statement called the October 16th car bomb slaying of Daphne Caruana Galiza, whose reporting on corruption targeted the prime minister and other top figures, a case of extraordinary importance. It said in an unprecedented measure it was offering the sum to whoever comes forward with information leading to the identification of those responsible for her slaying. A personal letter written on the body of a man killed in the sinking of the Titanic sold at auction on Saturday for $166,000. The letter is one of the last known to have survived the sinking and still carries stains from its time in the Atlantic Ocean. Written by first-class passenger Alexander Oscar Halvorsen, on embossed Titanic onboard stationery, the letter to his mother describes his impressions of the palatial ship, praising the food and music. Halvorsen was a Minnesota-born salesman who was traveling on the ship with his wife, Mary Alice, who survived the sinking. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan spoke on the phone Saturday. Marissa Melton has the details. And now looking back at our top stories. Authorities in Niger say unknown assailants have killed 13 soldiers in the West African country. Saturday's attack occurred in a town near the border with Mali, according to a government statement. It says five others were wounded. This is the latest unrest to hit Niger, where four United States service members were recently killed in an ambush by extremists. And a suicide attack killed 15 Afghan army officers west of Kabul on Saturday. That's the latest news. I'm Jim Bertel reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.